Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Brute force. If it doesn't work, you're just not using enough. You're listening to Soft Web Radio, Special Operations Military News, and Straight Talk with the Guys in the Community.
Hey, what's up? This is Rad with Soft Web Radio. I just want to talk to you a little bit about checking in on your mental health, your neighbor, your friends, maybe even the local stranger, okay? Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're fighting some personal battles. That's okay. I want to let you know about the team at Stop Soldier Suicide, who was built to serve veterans and service members just like you. Founded by veterans, led by veterans, and serving veterans nationwide. Whatever battles you face, alcohol, addiction, relationship conflicts, Stop Soldier Suicide has your back with free one-on-one support. Even the toughest among us sometimes need help. Active duty and veterans should visit stopsoldiersuicide.org/get-help. That's stopsoldiersuicide.org/get-help to get connected with a licensed professional. No stigma, no insurance, no government, DOD, or VA affiliation, no fees, red tape, or long waits. Just 100% confidential care by real people who know what you've experienced. You don't have to go it alone. Visit stopsoldiersuicide.org/get-help or call 844-272-8522 24 hours a day. Let me tell you that number one more time. 844-272-8522. 8522, 24 hours a day. Stop suicide.
Hey, what's going on? This is Rad with another episode of Soft Rep Radio. And today I have my special guest, Zachary Armstrong and Mike Payton. Zach currently works with the Navy. And if you see him right now on the video, he's wearing his Navy fatigues or his, what would you call those exactly that you're wearing right there? There's fatigues and then there's...
VR khakis.
Your khakis. Khakis. Very cool. Very cool. And then you have like dress whites, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we call those ice cream parts.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever stained them on accident, like in a place? You're like, oh no, I just spilt on my dress whites.
So, you know, obviously somebody who's going to be talking about abuse issues, alcohol and whites do not mix. I come back and they're just tattered and just black everywhere. It's a... I had to replace them a few times.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, yeah, I've seen that. You know, we've all seen Top Gun and in the, you know, the singing, every, they're all wearing their dress whites and everything. And you're like, what happens if they spill that punch? You know, someone bumps into them, sir.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah,
didn't mean to spill. Okay, and so, Zach, thanks for breaking down uniforms real quick for the Navy. Zach's our guest today. He's going to talk about substance abuse, how to try to curb that habit. He's a keynote speaker and comes across very eloquently and just straightforward. So we're going to give him a time to talk about that, and I'm just going to introduce Mike right now, who is also his friend, who we've brought on the show, who's going to be, I believe, opening something back east in Virginia with the substance abuse in mind for veterans. Mike, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a program that's going to be tailored to, well, let me backtrack. It's an infrastructure that's going to be developed in the future, tailored to commandos, active and retired, as well as first responders.
Very cool. And they're just going to be able to come there and just say, hey, you know what? I was prescribed some pills, and then I've been chasing pills after the prescription, and now I need some help.
Essentially, I mean, yeah, it's coming with no judgment. We're going to have NDAs or non-disclosure agreements, you know, signed. And there's going to be a whole protocol of procedures where their identity and whatever they're dealing with is going to be concealed to the organization.
Classified, if you will, to the organization between you and the facility that you're going to be working with. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have confidence, you know, when you go there. You're going to be able to say, hey, you know, I was in the military. I blew my knee out. I was prescribed some, you know, opiates. I got out. You know, I was underneath the bridge looking for opiates in a different form, and I found it in a weird way, and now I'm struggling. And so they're going to approach you, and I'm just assuming, you know, I'm just a high level. So, Zach, with that said, how do we help our veterans who are in these positions of like, hey, substance abuse, you know, like maybe they're on duty. Maybe it's maybe he's sniffing JP-8 on the flight deck too much, right? That's a substance, right? I mean.
Yes, I wouldn't recommend drinking too much of that.
No.
So what I talk a lot about is not necessarily how we can help, you know, somebody who's already on the street. That, you know, that's not where I'm at this point. I'm really trying to talk to people that are in and, you know, how they can deal with things. So what I usually start off talking about is, you know, depending on the source, you know, 1 in 6 or 1 in 7 people are affected by addiction issues. So whether you as the military member are going to have it directly towards yourself or a family member, a friend, or somebody that may work for you at some point, it's important that you know these problems and see them, because you will face them with almost uncertainty at this point. If you're going through the military, the type of person who joins the military, you know, is very, there's an edge to them, correct? Right. To sign on that dotted line, you don't really know what you're going to do, whether you're going to be, you know, like Mike, a SEAL, or if you're going to be like, you know, an admin person, you don't know what you're putting your life towards. So usually those type of people come with backgrounds, as well as first responders, like Mike spoke about earlier, come from a background, a little hardship, because you have that edge. You need that type of personality. And what's important to note about that, too, is, you know, trauma. I've been around addiction for a pretty good bit now. I have met one person out of a lot of people that have just an addiction issue who had no trauma. It's very unique that you have or encounter somebody with addiction issues that does not have past trauma. And so whether that comes from childhood, which is a big factor in a lot of addiction issues, is childhood trauma, abuse, something along those lines. A lot of those people are more susceptible to being, you know, having addiction issues later on, as well as people who have family members who have had addiction issues. So that type of personalities that join the military, are usually in line with those type. You know, when I go talk to military members and I ask them, raise their hands, who's experienced that, usually around half raise their hands, right? And that's just because the type of person that joins the military is around those people that have those things, that have that edge. And then when you go, hey, and then raise your hand, you know, if you've seen combat or have PTSD or something along those lines, which again also makes you more susceptible to addiction issues. You get a lot of hands raised. You have probably, you know, there's a lot less people with their hands down when you ask all those questions. And the reason I bring that to attention is that doesn't make you going to have a problem. It makes you more in line and statistically probable to have an addiction issue. And what I see with a lot of military and what I experienced myself was it started young. You know, you start drinking at a younger age, and, you know, especially in the military where it's part of the
culture
for sure.
Yeah.
And it's like a badge of courage when you go out. How do you,
right. Isn't in the Navy, isn't there like a beer day on the Navy? Like when they go over the equator or anything, isn't it like called beer day?
In the song,
there's not a beer day there, but if you're out at sea long enough, you get a beer day where there's two beers at sea. But that's a traditional thing that's throughout the Navy. And the beers you get is pretty, you're not going to get drunk off two beers, but unless you're really lightweight.
Anchors Away talks about beer to the phone. Yeah.
No, I know, but I mean,
it's definitely culture.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I think where I really try to harp towards our military members, and not just military members, because what I try to do in life now is I try to go after all facets of life, not just military, but, you know, military is easy to speak to. Because when I start talking to people as well, like, you know, we talk about habit because we're habitual by nature. You know, it's not uncommon for people to start drinking on the weekends to, you know, to go out and get drunk. And this is something I touch on too. Like, hey, I'm an alcoholic because I go out and drink. That's not saying you are. But what is your intentions when you go out? Are you going out to get drunk? Are you going out to not remember anything, to get wasted? Does that start bleeding into the weekdays? Do you go from like, hey, I just want to come back from work and have two or three beers, to, hey, do I want to come back and have five or six beers to relax tonight? Because I can assure you, if you're having five beers a night at some point in your life, that five beers is not going to last to remain at five beers. At some point, it is going to be overtaken by more, because it's going to take to get to the point to where you were at for five beers. As your tolerance grows, you're going to at some point be a lot more than five beers. And that's where that habitual nature, I think, especially in the military, is, you know, you move away from family, you move away from a lot, and your family is who you're around. And depending on how you fit in, you know, it could be a lot. I know a lot of sailors, Marines, who go, when they get done with work, they go back to the barracks and they play video games and they drink, or they go out and drink. I was no different myself. I didn't have video games or any internet when I first started out. But I was going out with the intention of drinking, right? I wanted to go out and drink, but my intentions weren't just to drink. Sure, I was having fun, but I was also going out to get drunk. Like, you know, you asked me what I did in Japan. Well, I just tried to go out and have fun and, you know, meet girls and drink. That's all I did. I didn't try to, and, you know, become part of the culture. I didn't learn anything. I didn't help anybody. And I feel like a lot of times in our culture that we lean towards drinking, and we have to watch the habits that we form. Those habits are very detrimental. And it will increase, and it will, especially when you're already, you know, more adverse to those problems. When you add that to it, it can increase your chance and the likelihood of having severe problems.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And in the military, to piggyback on what you're saying, everybody's a creature of habit. You know, you have people going straight to the coffee shop at 0630 on the aircraft carrier every single day. The same person's in the front of the line getting their same, you know, mochaccino mocha super frappo that they have on some of those carriers. I know not all the carriers had Starbucks, but, you know, I'm just saying they're creatures of habit. And they go through the passageways, up the ladders, and to their stations, or out on, you know, whatever crow's nest they're living on their entire career, you know. So they're always doing these same mannerisms over and over. So what it could take to help somebody stop and break that mannerism is taking your watch that you usually wear on the right arm and putting it on your left arm. If you want to cut out these substances in a very like cold turkey kind of way, you got to change your patterns. And so instead of always looking at your watch, oh, it's 0630, time for me to go get that cup of Joe, or oh, it's 2700 hours, which doesn't exist, but 2400, it's time for me to take that bottle of Jameson down. Well, no, if the watch is on your other wrist, now you're forcing yourself to look at that other wrist. You have to look at this other way of looking at your watch, and it's to remind you, I don't want that bottle of Jameson. I don't want to keep drinking repeatedly to build up that tolerance, you know? So, I mean, so then, you know, it's like drinking a glass of red wine with your, you know, lasagna at dinner is a little bit of a different thing. But if you're going to cut out substances altogether, you don't even want the red wine at dinner. You just want to, like, knock it out. And I'm just talking alcohol here, you know, or any type of addiction. You just got to change your pattern. And in the military, you become a part of the pattern. What would you say to that? What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, at a certain point, you get a physiological change or difference in your body. So, like, doing all these little micro changes, sure. I mean, but there has to be some form of a substitute, right? So there has to be a substitute, so that way you're not going through the extreme highs and lows. And what that is, it differs for everybody. But from my personal experience, like, I had to conform to taking, like, a whole paradigm shift and, like, going into the nutraceutical realm, going into the holistic eating. So I had to change everything because I was so imbalanced and it was such extremities that my physiological state was so twisted up and jacked and distorted. So I had to change my nutraceuticals. I had to change to holistic health or holistic eating. I had to change my spiritual endeavors where, like, I'm looking for the higher power. So I'm hitting the whole wellness trifecta. And on top of it, like, I'm working out to get that sweat going, to get all those, whether it's chemicals or any type of something that's negatively impacting my cell structure. So working out to sweat it all out, and it just takes time. But unfortunately, you know, with nutraceuticals and holistic eating, it takes time to replace. It takes time to replace the bad or the toxicities, or toxins with the good, i.e. nutraceuticals and just minerals and micro minerals. And then that's where the wellness trifecta of the body, mind, spirit, getting all those in accord and intertwined is critical to recovery. Critical. I can't emphasize that enough. So at least that's my experience.
Knowing people myself personally who have dealt with substances and abuse and, you know, the programs they've been through, the Alcoholics Anonymous, the NA Anonymous, which is like Narcotics Anonymous, trying to get their, you know, keychains that they always look at to remember where, you know, they've kicked those habits. You know, I just think that, you know, when we think about military veterans these days, and there's a lot of people out there talking about like the 22 a day, you know, the 22 suicides that are happening out there, you know, how much do you think the alcohol substance kicks into that thought process of what am I even here for?
Exponentially.
So I talk about alcohol and I don't see a difference between alcohol when it comes to the level of addiction. I don't see a difference between alcohol. I don't see a difference between cocaine. I don't see a difference between heroin. I don't see a difference at all. Almost every person who has those addiction issues ends up in the same spot. And I say that because of, you know, my own experience, right? You know, I did go to rehab. I did go to a detox center. And I remember sitting in that detox center and I'm looking across to a guy, you know, he's a gay Hispanic guy, blind from a fentanyl accident and has a teardrop and a cross tattoo on his face. And you'd ask, you know, 20-year-old me, how would you ever relate to somebody like that? I told you, no, I would never relate to somebody like that. But here I am sitting across from somebody and I relate to every single thing he's saying about pain, depression, suffering from alcohol. Well, not, sorry, me, alcohol abuse, but for just abuse and addiction at all. And so a lot of times we use those addictions such as, you know, alcohol abuse, fentanyl, whatever it may be to mask what's hurting us, to mask our pain, to that PTSD, to mask our depression. The messed up thing about it is it does the exact opposite. It actually feeds into it, right? You drink that first beer because you have a little anxiety when you go to a party. Well, shortly after that beer starts dissipating in your system, more anxiety builds. And that's the same nature with any drug. Anxiety, depression, it grows and grows. I can't, for me personally, and I know Mike well enough to speak for him on that behalf too, like it grows to the point to where you don't want to live with it. And you don't want to live with yourself. You don't want to live with that pain. You don't want to live with addiction. It takes over your life. I 100% was living my life and trying to, I was doing it at a very high in good nature and still being able to be motivable, still be able to have a good work. But inside I was dying and the addiction was definitely 100% part of that. It
just had to do something. And that's when you decided, can I ask how old you were when you decided to go into detox and how old you are now? I'm just wondering, like, how long ago was that?
I mean, I'll share like my story on detox.
Go ahead, please, please.
So detox for me was, I got to a point to where I couldn't not drink. I was down in almost a fifth a night or every other night of bourbon. It was just, it was unmanageable. My life was unmanageable. The drinking was making it worse. And then the depression on top of it was just like compounding everything. So every single negative, tangible feeling or tangible side effect was happening to me. So that's when I self-admitted and I went into a detox program / rehab. And I knew I had to do it because I could not quit on my own. I never had that experience before with anything. So I was always to the ability of like, I can do this on my own. I can stop or I can do X, Y, and Z on my own. I don't need help or whatever. So it was a very humbling experience. But the moment I reached out, you know, and I wasn't alone. That was the key to it. I wasn't alone. And so many people were willing to help almost literally overnight that I was in a detox facility. And then which lasted about 5 days. And that was terrible, by the way, going through detox, but because the body's just like, what are you doing? It's in a shock mode and it's in a survival mode at that point. But then going into
all your emotions are probably just on display, right? You're just like this pile of human being.
Yep. Very, very vulnerable, very desperate.
Very.
And so that's where I'm like, and it takes a tribe. It takes a tribe to get you through, to get one person through that certain situation. Can't do it alone. And that's where, you know, the pride kicks in, like, especially being a former SEAL, you know, Zach being a pilot or former pilot, like it's like we did it on our own, right? But we didn't. That's the paradox to it, is we think that we did it on our own. Yeah, we did with certain willpowers or whatever, but we didn't. It took the tribe to get us through it. And so I think if there's a key takeaway today, it'd be You can't do it alone, man. No matter how tough you think you are, we can't do it alone. It takes our friends, family, and experts, subject matter experts, to get us through that
battle, buddy.
I call it a trench. Yeah.
Yeah.
I call it, you fall into a pit full of pigs, you're in the muck and you're by yourself. But then there's people like outside of that pit on the, they're at the top with the rope saying, hey, let us throw the rope down to you. Are you willing? And all we have to do is look up and be like, yes, throw the rope down. Just reach out.
Yeah. Just really reach out. And, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you want to reach out, you can go ahead. You can hit me up at Rad Rockin' on Instagram. You know, you can drop a DM to the Soft Rep Instagram account and say, hi, what's up? I'll reply back to you. If you're in a bad spot, I just want to reach out to you right now listening. These are true stories. You know, addiction comes in all forms and shapes and sizes. And, you know, we're all prone to it in some facet, whether your substance is food, and you're just constantly eating all the time and you don't know why you're eating all the time, or it's alcohol, which is really just going after your liver, going after your brain, just making you, you know, you shouldn't even drive vehicles on alcohol. So, I mean, like, what's the point of it, right? It's like, you know, it's capitalism. That's what it is. It's like, oh, hey, this dude drinks this bourbon. This dude wants more of this bourbon, 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 bourbon. It's like, I don't know. Jameson, man, that seems to be a lot of, you know, that whole Jameson out there. I'm not blaming Jameson. I'm just saying a lot of guys drink a lot of Jameson.
That's the Marines, man.
Yeah, I tell you, dude, I see a lot of vets. It's the Jameson bottle. I see it on the table.
Yeah, there's a lot of advertising.
Yeah. I must like them. No, no, no. I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, you watch the Super Bowl. How many?
It's incredible. It does take a tribe, you know. And whether you're going through, you know, your hat qualifications to get that certification on all your pre-flight checkups, and you know, you got some guy sitting next to you that's your CO watching every single movement, but he doesn't want you to really to fail. He wants you to succeed because he needs you to fly him back onto the deck. Or whether you're going through SEAL training, your instructor may be trying to break you and kill you, you think, but they might just be trying to pull you back from the brink of death so you know what that's like. So it's like you rely on people around you. I always have this thing. It's like, you're always right when you argue with yourself. Like, I could never be wrong. How could I be wrong when I talk to myself, right? Looking in the mirror, look at this guy. I'm never wrong. This is the greatest idea ever. No, I can never be wrong. Yeah, no, I can be wrong. I'm human. I'm also wanting to be vulnerable, right? I want to open up and have share the same type of story with you, the listener right now, with Zach and with Mike. It's okay to be vulnerable, you know?
Well, I always say vulnerability is strength. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable to the right people is actually strength. So
that's very cool.
And of course, there's wolves out there and there's sharks out there that will take advantage of that. But that's why, you know, like in this particular situation, and Zach and I had hours of conversations. That's what we got each other through rehab, because we went together. And so, like, it was us that were, like, we were the tribe. It was just us. But that's a tangent we can talk about another time. But, like, the thing is the vulnerability is the strength. That's another key takeaway, in my opinion.
Yeah, and so the more vulnerable I am about this, the more I get from it. The more I put myself out there, you know, going to be a keynote speaker, talking to people about these issues, it's not easy. You'd ask me if I'd have been able to talk about my problems with alcohol 5 years ago, I'd have told you no. That was a secret. That was my secret. That was my dirty little secret that I kept and I hid from everybody. I hid it well. I hid it very 100%. Well. And now that I open up and I help others, I find that I get just myself. I get so much out of putting myself out there and having other people come to me and putting themselves out there. And I find that's more living than it was being in that dark hole every day. I would never change where I've been and how I come for that, because it's made me a better person, made me more empathetic towards others, and has allowed me to live a life that I'm proud of. When I go home, when I go sleep at night, I sleep well. One of the biggest things I heard when I've heard speakers say is when your values aren't matching your actions, you're not living life. My actions were not matching my values when I was in that dark hole drinking. And I can assure you now, my values match my actions with the way I live my life. And that's part of that vulnerability that we were talking about.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So do you have like any recommendations where someone can go and read about, you know, like what you do? Is there like is there a book that you've written? I know you're into philanthropy and you know, please tell me some more about how someone listening at this point in our conversation, you know, they can say, well, where do I finally go? How do I reach out? What if it is my CO that I want to talk to, but I'm an E4.
Right. There's plenty of resources out there for any individual. I don't mind giving my contact information, you know, my email, my contact, I can put it up on your website if that's easier for people to follow. They can contact me.
We'll have that put up for sure.
Yeah, and you know, I can say it now, Zachary, ZachayJarm @gmail.com. And anybody can feel free to email me.
You know, for myself, it's michael.payton80@gmail.com. And so, yeah, we're pretty much on standby with this infrastructure development out here in Virginia. We're waiting on the IRS to approve the EIN and prove the status of the nonprofit, but we're a couple months out. So it's not a couple years out, it's a couple months out. And then we're just acquiring seed money from them.
Seems like you're on the eve of opening. If it's a few months out, it's soon, you know, you're like two quarters out or something, but yeah.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. So right now we're going to launch a capital campaign once we get that approval from the IRS, and then we're off to the races. And so the mission is to help, right? It's to help people specifically with addictions. And Zach mentioned it earlier, and what it is trauma. Trauma is the root cause of addictions. I mean, of course, you got a predisposition genetically, you know, 9 times out of 10, but it's also in correlation with trauma. So, I mean, if we nail this down, I mean, it's game changing, it's life changing. life-changing will be this infrastructure. Life-changing will be getting that addiction, getting rid of the addictions, putting the spotlight on the addiction, on the individual. Once we get that, we change lives. Not only do we change individual lives, but we change families and we change communities. And that's the key, because with the community comes the nation. So if we could switch this, get off the bell curve or on the other side of the bell curve and reset everything. And that's the mission of the organization.
That's very cool. Is there a name that we'll be able to note when it's out? Is there something that you'd like to let out there? Or are you going to hold on to that for a little bit and then launch that name?
Yep. So the name of the organization, the foundation, is Tribe Task and Purpose. Developing the website. Website will be finished mid-April, and we're going to launch it. We're going to launch everything all together in a package.
So, that'll be good.
I'm actually, you know, it's funny. I mean, I don't want to go into anything about my nonprofit per se, or our nonprofit rather, but I'm going through a Boston University professional fundraising course right now, which I never would have guessed how many facets are involved with nonprofit organizations, but it's incredible. And so I'm learning from a fire hose, and, you know, Zach being a board member, like, we are going to have hours of conversation pertaining to setting up fundraising events. And, you know, I was always opposed to fundraising in the sense of, like, I do not want to take other people's money, because
sure,
like, you know, like, there's something about that to me that just doesn't
take it,
does not sit well.
Sure.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's not for me. That's the thing. It's not for me. It's not for us. It's for the organization. It's for the individuals. So that's correct. Where I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so that's definitely what we're striving for. We want a brick and mortar facility in, starting off in Virginia, to combat, you know, what he said, first responders and commandos. We're looking to, especially myself, starting here in San Diego too, a brick and mortar where we focus on veterans and military as well. Big homeless problem here in San Diego.
So you got Atlantic Feet and Pacific.
Yeah. San Diego faces
it.
A big veteran problem.
Yeah, I love
homeless,
it.
A lot of, most of those around addiction or mental issues. Yeah. There's no doubt. So other avenues, you know, you ask for resources. You know, there's a thing called Phoenix Gyms. It's something I participate in. We set up volunteers that go around, and we have groups that meet for physical fitness. It's a form of community. And I found the thing with NA, AA, you know, whether it be that, whether you go there's other avenues that focus on, you know, with God, religious beliefs, as far as how they set up, it's a 12-step program, right? As well. It's all community. And when Mike was speaking earlier about tribe, that's important. That's the most important factor to me when it comes to recovery, is having a community, having those of like mind. And something with, I think that's why AA is so successful with a lot of people. I feel like it's people just get like-minded people, community, sense of being. Because one thing with addiction is most people don't understand with addiction, it's so isolating. You become a singular unit in yourself, inward thoughts to where you only think about yourself and how bad your life is, and you just turn inward and you turn into a singular product, right? You're no longer part of the community. You can be married with kids and have a family 5 feet away from you, but if you have that problem, you're inside yourself. You have no community. You lose that. And so with Phoenix Gyms, that's something I participate in.
It's called Distance.
One of the things I participate in is I volunteer. I teach a class every week. We're growing that here in San Diego. It's in a lot of cities. So if anybody wants to go to Phoenix, just look up Phoenix Gyms. And there's a lot of classes that are offered free. It's only 48 hours of sobriety is all you need to take a class. It's an honors-based system, so it's not like anybody's there testing you. And so you take classes and you just grow in the community. And the same as AA, I recommend if AA is something that fits you, then you use it. NA, anything of that nature is very important for a community. And that's what I'm really trying to grow. I think Mike is, you know, we're definitely with the facility is 100% concentrating on people with that are recovering. But I think one of the things is what I really try to focus on too is giving people options outside of just drinking, especially with the military. So given options of going to do things like where you're not going back to the barracks and just drinking, or turning that inward thoughts earlier and trying to hit that off. So Phoenix Gyms, I really recommend that. Any other community groups, you know, we're talking about males more right now, you know, male groups. There's a lot of groups that are out there you can talk have groups where you can talk or meet people like-minded. In the days of the internet, it's a lot easier to find things. You know, Mike's active guy too. And I think activity is a very important factor, recovery or in avoiding those habitual natures that we focus on, especially in the military with, you know, alcohol use.
One thing that Zach nailed spot on is giving back. So we don't become that isolated unit, you know, and we actually give back to the community. We give back to our families. We give back to the nation or whatever capacity we're giving back, but we give it back and or pay it forward, if you want to call it that. But that's what we're trying to establish and set up with networks like that, to where they have the ability or we have the ability to give back.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know, I have a lot of aspirations on what I want to achieve the rest of my life when it comes to combating addiction. Making one single penny is not on my mind. I don't ever want to make one bit of money off of it. I want to be able to give back. Like I said, with my my values and my actions match, I go to sleep pretty good at night. And going out and giving back and give to others means a lot more to me than ever getting anything from it individually.
100%.
That's really nice. Yeah, and I think that you have been leading that lifestyle. If you were after money, you wouldn't have joined the military. If you want to be honest, okay? So I believe you. I do. And I want you to be super successful with your organization. And I just want to talk to my listener who's listening right now, who may have some money. And they may say, hey, you know, I might just reach out to Mike or Zachary and drop them a line and say, how can I help you really get there? You know, and if you are there and you are listening and you've dealt with this in your life and you've got some adult money that you want to kind of splash around, I'm sure that this organization would totally feed off of some of that. And that's me saying that. That's not these guys asking for it. That's me. So if you're listening, hit them up, you know, or if you can help out in some way, if you're in the San Diego area or wherever, you know, that's just how it works. Welcome to the World Wide Web. We can reach each other 24/7. So that's just me pandering for you guys, okay, to get your dream aloft, because, you know, what do they say? When the tides rise, all ships, you know, rise with it. So we'll just try to rise that tide. You know, I like to say positive vibes and
high. That's great. Thank you, Rad.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mike. Yeah, that's very cool.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, Mike, you got to tell me, what's your background, dude? Where'd you get that beard from?
So, I recently retired, actually, or transitioned out of the military from the SEAL teams. I spent 22 years active duty in the teams, and then so getting out. So rehab actually kind of did a paradigm shift for me, because I'm like, there's a huge gap here with the military and their facilities and combating addiction or combating substance abuse. So that was one of the things that Zach and I talked about in the program that we're going through. But getting out, I'm like, man, I just want to, you know, I want to give back, because I had to redefine my purpose once I left the military, or in transition to leaving the military. And so redefining my purpose meant helping others that went through or that are going through or are going to go through a similar situation as me. So that's where, you know, the light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, man, let's do like an addiction facility or a substance abuse facility. I tailor it to addiction because I like to call it addiction because it's not just substance abuse and chemicals, right? It's it could be pornography, it could be, you know, overeating, it could be anything. So it could be video games, you know, whatever you're using it, or whatever somebody's using as a coping mechanism. So a coping mechanism becomes that idol, or becomes that substance that they're abusing. And so we're like, okay, let's reframe this. Let's reframe. If we're going to use a coping mechanism, then let's go ahead and use a positive coping mechanism. You know, let's learn a skill, or let's eat, you know, properly, or the way that we're designed to eat. Let's heal others in this endeavor of life. And so, you know, that's where it just started evolving and started morphing into something that it is what it is now, you know, at least on paper. So I'm really looking forward, all said, I'm really looking forward to the next Ridgeline.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where I was at too. You know, definitely, you know, I've spoke to Mike about this before, and I joke, I was like, God gave me a superpower. He allowed me to drink a lot of amount of alcohol and still remember it all. You know, I wish he would have let me fly or have x-ray vision or something, but that just wasn't in the car.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know, I remember going to the hospital and having a 0.45 BAC level. And that was hours after consuming alcohol. The doctor looked at me and he said, you know, you're probably 0.5 over 0.5. You should be dead right now. And I remember that whole conversation. I remember my friend Rico, who had to come there to be the representative of my command at the time while I was there. I remember the conversation we had. And I remember how I felt, how desolate I felt, how bad I felt, how just withdrawn I felt. And I think, you know, I was given those abilities and given the ability to remember and really remember how I felt. And it's allowed me to want to give back, because I know I never want to feel that way again. I wouldn't wish those feelings on anybody, not a single person. I can't tell you how I've never felt lower in my life ever.
Yeah. That's powerful though, you know, and that's what's up. I mean, if I sit in a circle with you right now, I just be like, yeah, you know, from smoking cigarettes in my life, you know, I quit those 17 years ago, and I started smoking at a young age, listening to Metallica, like in seventh grade. And I smell a cigarette today, and I still get that reminder of seventh grade Metallica, you know, like listening to One. I'm like, yeah, smoking with Robbie in his basement of his parents' house, you know. And then transition later in life, you know, about 17 years ago, I quit smoking, and I'm 44 today. So I smoked for quite a long time, trying to cut it off here and there, going for like a year off, and then going right back to that scent, that remembrance of Metallica in the basement at Robbie's house. I'm going to smoke again. And I tried it, and I started smoking again. Well, now it's been 17 years since that last cigarette, since that phase. Yesterday, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he's in his 60s, almost 70s, and he's still smoking, and he's sucking wind. Hey, Rat. Sucking wind. I'm just looking at him like, oh, man. I still smell it. And I'm like, even though he's dying right in front of me sucking that cigarette, I still wanted to hit that cigarette. And I said that. I said, man, you remind me of Metallica in seventh grade. And he held it up to me like, do you want it? And then he pulled away. I'm just joking. But for a second, he probably would have let me take it and smoked it. So that's enabling me to go right back into my addiction. And there's people out there that will just enable you to say, oh, here, just one little sip. Do you want to remember what this champagne tasted like? Do you want to remember what this looked like? Do you want to remember what this was like? You know, that little, you know, that pushes the domino right over and everything goes right down the rest of the way. And you're just smoking again or drinking again or eating meat if you're a vegetarian and you committed to a vegetarian lifestyle. And it just took, well, what's that like? Oh, and then you go right back to it, whatever the case is. It's just crazy.
Rad, I think you hit a critical point, is like going back into the addiction or your original addiction, it's significantly less before you go back to the state that you were in, if that makes sense. So, for example, what I'm trying to say is if I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go back into drinking. Like, it's not going to take me a year or two to get back to the pit that I just came out of. It's going to take me about 3 months, probably. So it's significantly reduced. It's like an exponential. It's a bell curve. It's the bell curve effect. And so I'm like, why would I want to go back into that pit? I don't want to go back into the pit.
No, I don't either.
If I drink, then I will go back.
That's right.
And it's only going to take me a substantially lower time to get back to the pit. So, okay. So the logic and reason comes in where I'm like, well, I guess I can't drink then. Because I got a 3 month window before I'm back into the pit. So no thanks. I'm good.
Right. You're like trying to, like, you know, compartmentalize this. Let me just hit it right now. No. Don't hit it right now. Don't, because you'll have regret. And there's no regrets. Yeah. Okay. You can't have regrets in life. Okay. No regrets, bro. Okay.
Yeah. I read a quote yesterday. It's Robert Downey Jr. said, hey, you ever think about drinking again? And he goes, I do. And then I remember I have plans for Christmas. Like, it resonated with me. I was like, oh, yeah. You know, it's March, but he's right. If I start drinking, I might not have plans for Christmas right now. Like, and I like it. It kind of hit me. Like, hey, you don't want, I call it a spiral. Like, you know, you go in that hole where you're just spiraling down and down and down. And that spiral is tighter and tighter and tighter. And you hit that addiction and you hit it once and it comes again and you start spiraling, that spiral is tighter. So once you drink again or you hit that fentanyl or you do coke, that spiral is tighter now. It's going to go a lot faster down. And I do want to have plans for Christmas, as he said.
I have plans for Easter, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like right around the corner, man.
There was an old TV series that when I was growing up, since I named myself being 44, and it was called Little House on the Prairie. And there was an episode. We've bought in the whole series, and all my children have watched it now that we're in, you know, they're old, we're older. My wife's like, let's watch Little House on the Prairie. Well, there was an episode, and it just resonated with me. It was a Civil War veteran. He was in Pa and Ma's town. He was going to the doctor and complaining about his injury. And the doctor's like, well, let me give you some of this for your injury. And it was back then, it was the morphine. And then all of a sudden, late at night, in the middle of, you know, Pa gets woke up. Hey, Doc's office got broke into. And he knew exactly who broke into that office and what he broke in for, you know. And that was back in the Civil War day. That dude just needed that. He just had to think he needed that because there's phantom pains of not having the meds and then thinking you're still hurt, you know, and you're like, I'm having these phantom pains. And that's real. And if you're listening to this and you're having phantom pains or you're thinking otherwise, just reach out. Just reach out to whoever you can reach out to that you think you can trust. And that person is there for you. Okay, whether it's us three here, these three musketeers on your screen or you're listening to that are talking about it, substance abuse and addiction, you know, from our experiences, and we're only human, like we're not perfect. We're just trying to do our best to make sure that, you know, we're here to hear your story and hammer it out. Okay, so I think that we've had a really good conversation and I would like to have you on again, right? And I don't know if my listener has noticed any type of a glitch or here and there. We're trying to make it seamless, but we'll bring you back on again, Zach, if you'll take us back, we'll love to have you. Mike, also, you know, we can do the Three Musketeers or if there's individual opportunities, but I just want to say thanks again for taking 45 minutes out of your time to an hour of your lives to talk to me and our listener about, you know, substance abuse, addiction, being a veteran and being heard when you need to be heard. Just say something.
Yeah, I would love to be back on. And I'll put up the my contact information too on your website. I'll give it pass it to you where you can. I know Mike will do the same. And no judgment there. You ever reach out to me. If you think you have something worse than me, you might be surprised. And I know Mike's the same way and same path. And no matter where you're at and the way you feel, I haven't lived your life. And I can't ever walk the walk you've walked. You know, those footprints on the beach are already made. But mine are probably pretty close by yours. And I understand where you're at and how you're feeling. And don't ever feel like you can't reach out to me.
Same. Exact same.
Same with me too. And I think by saying that, I will conclude our conversation today with Mike Payton and Zachary Armstrong, both cool dudes that we just linked up and had this conversation and just went with it. And it's organic. I just want you to know that as you're listening, like, we're just trying to be real and let you know that we have you in mind. So substance abuse sucks. All right. It's true. Hit us up if you have any comments or concerns, questions. Share this podcast with someone who may find interest in our conversation about this subject. And you might want to like just say, hey, can you listen to these guys talk about whatever they're talking about? You may just like it. So again, thanks, Mike. And thanks, Zach. And this is Raz saying peace from Soft Rep Radio.
You've been listening to Soft Rep Radio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.